you had certain limits on the amount of money that you'll consider loaning somebody?
It's a pretty good idea to do that. A lot of that loan that's made on automobiles, in fact, is we'd rather have a car if we could. And we put a value on the car and loan part of the car value, not the whole thing. If you loan the whole thing, you're going to end up getting the whole car, which you don't want. For some people, the way you've been dealing with them for a while, you decide to be honest and you don't require to put the thing up at all. You can loan them, come out pretty well, and that covers to be honest. But the sure world of them are not honest.
Have you ever had to take any out of the court or anything like that?
Oh yeah. It happens all the time. People, they're good folks and bad folks. The trouble is all the crooks see you, they know you, they spot you and they figure out ways to get to you. And if they can get to you, they'll sure do it. That is a crook will. And of course the honest ones come around with them too. It's hard to tell who's who.
Never ask for any friend references or anything like that?
We sure do. They'll tell you any kind of a lie. They'll tell you they got good credit, or they say, well, we haven't had any credit here in Coast County. We check with retail merchants and they've got a string of bad debts all over town. No, it's a funny situation. Venice has been on the downhill now for, I'd say, 2 years. You can put everything you got out, but you sure better watch what you're doing. If you're not careful, they'll clean you out.
What do you think about the credit card business?
Well, I wouldn't have it myself. But a lot of the companies specialize it. They like it. It looks to me, in the first place, it take a lot of business, it take a lot of cash. You have to be a pretty big operator to run that kind of business. I'd say you might have to have $25 million or more dollars. Depends on which corporation it'd be, but I think American Express, AmeriCard, let's see, what's it called?
Bank
AmeriCard. I've got one, but I have to use it. My wife uses it. She likes to buy on credit all the time, because she, that way she doesn't have to carry the money around.
Guess who's coming in?
Huh?
Guess who's coming in? Ollie.
Ollie Press. Holly. Oh, not too much. We're doing a little interview in here.
Yeah.
You want to see one of us? You talk to
me. I'll tell you anything you need to know.
We're doing a little interview in here.
I'm trying to press the United States.
We were talking about heels and all that sort of thing. I'll tell you, if you got something much, much larger than heels, you'd call that a regular.
Much larger than heels, that's just a big old mountain, I reckon.